Former New York Republican Congressman Chris Gibson was in Poughkeepsie Thursday giving a talk on leadership. He addressed graduates of a regional leadership program and weighed in on the federal health care bills. After delivering his speech to the Hudson Valley Pattern for Progress Fellows graduates, Gibson, a retired Army colonel and former three-term congressman from the 19th District, took questions, including one about who he thought was having a worse season, the Mets or Congress.
Look, I mean, that's a very tough question, actually. I think that when it comes to Congress, you know, there were some a priori strategic decisions that were made that are causing things now to really stack up.
Gibson says Congress is not working in a bipartisan manner on health care.
I think that, you know, when it comes to the health care situation, look, my record speaks for itself. I think people know where I stand on this. I think we need a new health care system. But I think both parties are really in denial here.
Following a House bill, the Senate just released its health care bill. Gibson says partisan Democrats believe Obamacare will continue to work.
Well, the Republicans think that they're going to be able to replace this with only Republican policy. They haven't learned anything about what happened in 2010, and I don't even think they'll be successful. The fact of the matter is we've got to have a bipartisan health care system, and it should work to lower cost, expand access, and keep quality care. There aren't any panaceas out there, but there are, I believe, ideas that we can get both parties to support.
Plus, he says,
I don't think we're solving this in the next 18 months. I'm being very candid with you. I don't think the Republican-only plans aren't going to get enacted. And I think ultimately we're going to need real leadership that says we're going to have to do this together.
Gibson, a visiting professor of leadership studies at Williams College, used stories from his Army days to illustrate successful leadership attributes, such as getting it right and building trust in one's organization.
You need to be consistent. You need to be transparent and accountable.
Pattern for Progress President and CEO Jonathan Dropkin says Gibson's guiding points of leadership are highly applicable to the fellows.
There's no question that if you listen to what they were, they apply to whether you're the head of a not-for-profit, whether you work in local government. They are sensible concepts for leadership. And after all, the Pattern Fellows program is a program that teaches regional leadership. So he couldn't have been a more appropriate speaker.
Democrat Dana Levenberg is Ossining Town Supervisor and former Pattern Fellow.
He talked a lot about partisan politics, and he talked a lot about reaching across the aisle and really having to have conversations, listening and character building and having to get past us versus them. And I think that is truly our only way forward, is if we can all communicate with one another and compromise. And I think compromise is very, very important at this time.
Gibson also answered a question about his book, Rally Point, due out in October, which is highly autobiographical. He says it is about the state of the country and what can be done. Gibson decided not to seek re-election in 2016. He says he'll consider another run for political office once his youngest child graduates from high school.
In June of 2019, we'll take a look and see if it makes sense for me to get back in to national leadership. But at the moment, I'm really relishing spending more time with family. I love the classroom. I'm having a tremendous experience at Williams College, and I really enjoy writing.
Gibson's Kinderhook neighbor, Republican John Faso, now represents the district. Gibson's luncheon address for Pattern's Fellows program was at the Poughkeepsie Grand Hotel. The Fellows program, celebrating its 10th anniversary, aims to sharpen Hudson Valley leaders' abilities to address issues from a regional perspective. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn in Poughkeepsie.